Dog. Hello, hello. It's time for a little radio. Oh, I made that rhyme up just on the fly like that, by the way.
Ooh.
Welcome to Leaving the Yard.
Pig, what? Suey.
I thought for a second we were haunted. There was some kind of haunting thing going on there.
I mean, everybody's about to be haunted by those Razorbacks.
Oh, my God. I got an hour coming to this.
I feel like we just won the national championship.
Oh, an hour of this coming. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Fired
all right,
up.
So a week ago, Thursday, we had you sitting in here.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect timing.
That's what they used to call me in high school.
Your boy Musselman was on the plane, jetting out to the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy some California sunshine. We were sitting here talking about potential candidates. We Chris Bearded this.
Yeah.
We tanged this. I can't remember the other guy. We had three or four guys we talked about.
Illinois State. Or I can't remember.
I never heard you one time say, you know, what about John Calipari?
I mean, if I'd have known about the purse strings were about to open up.
Oh, man.
Man, and that it's been a good week. It has been a good week.
So
things are happening that are compounding that are going to fall over into football.
All right. Hang on. Hold all that because you're about to get crazy over here and people are like, what's he talking about? First of all, of course, it's Razorback Billy Lavender.
There you go.
Who's in here on his normal day. We got to do a little housekeeping before we get going on all this.
Okay.
Baseball.
Mm-hmm. Baseball.
Last night, everybody got canceled, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, Texas High was having a conversation about hosting Longview in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
It's still raining.
And we can't go to Longview because
we were supposed to.
Yeah, we were supposed to do that.
Yeah, we've done that already.
Yeah.
So you're stuck. Either that or you give up your home field.
Right. Yeah.
And you say, okay, we're going to go down there and play again.
Yeah. Not going to happen.
They're both tied for the fourth spot with Marshall, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
There's three of them tied for the one spot. You're sure not about to get on the road and give away your home game.
No.
So we're looking at tomorrow night
at 7 p.m. at Atlanta.
In Atlanta.
And it's just varsity only.
Okay.
And then supposed to play the next night at home versus McClure.
Is it White House's turn?
Marshall's
turn.
I think it's Marshall.
It's Marshall.
So
either way.
It will be. It's Marshall. And that night, I want to invite everybody out because it's Kyle Preston night. And he was the assistant AD who passed away.
Right.
And so there'll be his family will be there. And his grandson, Turner, will be throwing out the first pitch. Be kind of cool. And they're going to open up. They've got kind of in the concession stand right outside there, they got Preston's porch. And kind of dedicate that to him. And then Tuesday night, April 16th, versus White House at home will be Keith Schutte night. And so they have a sign out there for Reverend Schutte and his widow will be there to throw out the first pitch. So I want to invite everybody out Friday night and Tuesday night for sure. But tomorrow night at Atlanta, we'll be hosting Longview.
I hope Terry's been warming up.
Yeah, I know.
You got to go out there and you got to show.
Yeah.
When you're out there throwing the first pitch, you can't miss.
You can't, nope.
No, you got to deliver.
No.
So I hope Terry's been out there playing catch, throwing wall ball or something.
Yep. And Schutte will be above calling the pitch, so, you know, I'm sure he'll say it was right down the middle.
Right, I'm sure he will. Oh, yeah, no, that's a strike no matter what.
Yeah.
All right, so those are big doings, by the way. Is the weather going to be good enough to go on Friday?
Man, the weather will be good enough, but I don't know. The field, so Texas High's field, if you're not familiar with it, you know, perfect grass, perfect infield and everything. The outfield kind of slopes and catches water.
Right.
The infield is always playable if the outfield is. The infield drains really, really well. It just drains into the outfield.
That's right.
So it can get sloppy. So, you know, it's kind of a, you know, minute by minute they're watching that.
That's the plan.
That's the plan.
All right. While we're doing the plan,
mm-hmm.
Pleasant Grove and Liberty Isle, supposed to be the showdown Tuesday night, the rematch. Obviously, we didn't do that. There was no inkling of playing tonight. They talked about playing tomorrow. I just got off the phone with Zach Fowler a few minutes ago. My question was, is your field playable tomorrow? He went, probably not, LOL.
Yeah.
So here's what they're talking about. We'll have a confirmation for sure probably later tonight, certainly when we're on the air tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But it looks like Ellie's going to be on the road Saturday to Sulphur Springs. Excuse me, Friday to Sulphur Springs for their normal Friday night game. I think Sulphur's got field turf, if I'm remembering right.
I don't think Sulphur does.
Okay, so that's...
Hold on, Sulphur Springs. You may be right. I don't know Sulphur Springs.
I haven't been there yet. It's my first trip there.
No,
so.
I hadn't been there.
What's then probably happening is it looks like PGLE Saturday at 2.
At LE?
At LE.
Okay.
So if you got weekend plans,
that's perfect for me.
Cancel those because it looks like they're going to move that thing to Saturday. Weather's supposed to be good. Actually, tomorrow it's not supposed to be bad. It's just a matter of drying things out.
Tonight should be done with the rain.
Right. So drying things out. If you can get a little wind and a little sun, mm-hmm. you're in good shape. May have to ruin the helicopter out mm-hmm. and just let the blades go for a while.
Right.
But looks like Friday, Saturday for LE. Thursday, Friday for Texas High. Mm-hmm. And Arkansas High, they were the smartest ones. They just moved theirs the next Monday.
Yeah, good idea.
So, anyway, that's the update and the housekeeping. So at least you know that little bit before we get out of the raid tonight. Mm-hmm. So if indeed we got no game tomorrow, that means we will have a show tomorrow. That means Dwight McCowan's going to be in here tomorrow. It also means we may have the new general manager of the Texarkana Rhinos with us. David Guest, I talked to him today, and I think he may be available 5:30 tomorrow night. So we'll get our first talk with the Mid-America League Texarkana general manager.
And that's a summer?
Summer league.
Yeah, good.
Independent league.
Yeah.
Host family kind of thing.
Cool. I'll go out and watch some for sure.
We've got him, it looks like, on deck for tomorrow. Monday, Sci-Fi Guy's in here, and Vince Chapman is the tentative.
Sci-Fi is watching right now.
Oh, all right. Yeah. He's the tentative guest, though, if we can get the dancing ump to boogie on
Sci-Fi's
in.
Sci-Fi's been to see them, hadn't he?
Oh, he's...
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a disciple.
Yeah.
He's a banana split. Anyhow.
No pun intended.
Oh, there's puns intended. Yeah, no question. There's puns intended. All right, so anyway, at about 8 minutes after the hour here, away we go.
Big week.
Now, you was it Sunday?
Uh-huh.
Reached out and said, Calipari to the Hogs.
Uh-huh.
And there had been some whispers during the day Sunday.
Uh-huh.
National Championship weekend always has some big uh-huh. dominoes that tend uh-huh. to fall.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, the USC job opening after the SMU job opened up the Arkansas job. There sits the Razorbacks. Uh-huh. With all eyes on you mm-hmm. as prospective coach one says no and prospective coach two says no, and you're wondering, where are we going with mm-hmm. this? And then
here's kind of my theory behind all, and I heard, I had heard earlier, it was potential or whatever, but man, I think I started hearing that on April 1st, and just all kinds of things. But there wasn't any way that we were going to get. And I knew the thing about Cal is
oh, he's Cal now.
Oh yeah, yeah. They were Cal-ing the Hogs tonight at 6.
Wow.
They're
Cal-ing the Hogs.
I mean,
is that what we're calling this?
I didn't want to go to John this early.
Did you say Cal-ing the Hogs?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I just threw up in my mouth. I'm going to be honest with you.
But, I started to hear some traction from some people close to not close to the basketball program, but close to Tyson. And so I started hearing that, and I was like, well, that's a whole different dilemma. But I was also thinking in the back of my mind, here's the thing is, I knew during coaching searches for football, you'd start to hear, well, the Waltons want so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so. Well, that's not how it works. You can't be a couple of big boosters and start. If you did that as an AD, you would lose your program because they would be pulling.
They'd run it.
Right.
Yeah.
But this thing had a tentacle about it is, well, if you're going after the best, I mean, it's like going after Nick Saban or something like that is well, no AD is going to say no to that if you want to open up your purse string and say, we want Cal or we want Nick Saban. Well, yeah, everybody wants him, you know. So I was like, well, you know, it's still. So getting Cal from Kentucky, you know, their fans were upset with him and reasonably so for Kentucky fans were upset with him with the performance in the NCAA tournaments over the last several years.
Right. Losing to Oakland this year.
But they couldn't afford to buy him out.
Not at 33 mil.
33 to 38. I've heard, yeah. You know, all kinds of deal. But if he leaves, it's free.
Right.
But, you know, you're also going to have to pay him somewhere around what he's making. And no coach wants to be somewhere where nobody likes him or the fans are upset, you know. And like we had talked about, if Kentucky, you know, if you think that you're in a bubble in Arkansas and that the fans are all over the internet, you go to some blue blood like Kentucky you lose two games in a row and they're
there's threatening a for sale sign outside your house.
Yeah, right. or people with guns.
Right.
And so and he's really, really, really good friends with John Tyson.
Right.
And it sounds like Tyson had kind of it sounds like Tyson and Juracek and everything from kind of some stuff I've heard today have been on him all along.
You're kidding
me.
No.
But not it wasn't a done deal all along.
Right.
You start when ESPN, I mean, they just start throwing out, okay, well, Beard's, you know, the leading – I mean, they just start who's the hot coach or who is – you know, they're not thinking Cal would go to Arkansas or
whatever. Nobody said that. Nobody said his name.
I didn't really understand until really today of what – I mean, how many first-round draft picks he's had. And and listen, not only that, but, like, Arkansas has in the – in recent history has had a lot of guys going to the NBA or whatever. But you look at Kentucky, just under Cal in the last 15 years, it's unbelievable how many have gone and what they're making in the NBA.
Yes.
And they come back and they donate, and every one of them say, it's not Kentucky.
It's Cal.
Yes. And I would have never thought that.
Yes.
I thought it was Kentucky. But
they're going to have three more this year.
All those guys are tweeting, hey, you're going to see us in Bud Walton. It couldn't have been a more home run. And it'd be like, you know, I was telling you when we were talking about Will Wade, I was like, he's from LSU. I wouldn't want it. Well,
right.
I mean, I'd say that until he got on campus, and then I'd be his biggest fan or whatever. But this thing, the tentacles, they're meeting with the Hunts and the Waltons and people tonight.
Hold the thought,
okay?
Because we're coming up to 25.
Sorry.
No.
Okay.
No, you're starting down a path that we need to follow in a little more detail.
You're right.
And I don't want to start it in 20 seconds and then go, all right, well, we got to stop and come back. So we're going to hold the thought. We're going to come back and talk about it because obviously the expansion of hiring Cal is a lot more than just you got a
salary.
Coach.
That's right.
And you got to pay him.
That's right.
There's a lot more involved in this. So we're going to come back, Razorback Billy Lavender. We had a perfect day for him last Thursday. We've had a little bit of time to soak in Cal coming to Arkansas.
Wait till next Wednesday.
Oh, man. Can we handle more?
I got some on deck.
Can we? Oh, stop it.
Oh, yeah.
Stop it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. I think it's next Wednesday already, isn't it?
It's close.
Yet? Oh, it's close.
It's close.
Oh, darn, got to wait a week again. All right. We're going to take a break. You sound like my wife now.
Yeah. Easy.
We're going to take a break. It's about 15 minutes after the hour, leaving the yard. Chuck Zack, Razorback Billy Lavender, quick timeout. We're coming right back here on The Fan, 107.9 and on ESPN 105.9.
From the Augusta National Golf Club, Westwood One Sports presents this special report on the Masters. I'm Ted Emmerich. Aces galore at the par 3 contest. Luke List, Gary Woodland, Sepp Straka, and Lucas Glover all landed holes in one earlier in the day. So 111 aces total in the history of this event. But don't forget Victor Hovland. In the last group to tee off, he was dialed in at number 6.
This is 141 yards, and that's up on the ridge now. It's going to catch the slope. This is slow motion entertaining. Now picking up pace right toward the hole. This one has a chance. It gets to the lip and falls. 112, says Victor Hovland.
Fifth ace of the day in the par 3 contest. Augusta National member and former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice right there on the tee to offer a high five to Victor Hovland.
John McGinnis and Brian Katrick, the call on Sirius XM. So 5 holes in one today, tied for the second most in par 3 contest history. You're listening to coverage of the 2024 Masters on Westwood One.
Doors take us to summers away. Or winter adventures. And afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ricky Fowler might be tempting fate if he hangs on at the par 3 contest. Let's check the leaderboard, sponsored by Fidelity Wealth Management. Fowler putting up 5 under. He's held a multi-shot lead ever since he finished up. Mark it off your bingo card. No player has won the par 3 and the Masters Tournament in the same week. In fact, the winner of the par 3 last year, Tom Hoagie, missed the cut. Sepp Straka and JT Poston finish at 3 under, 2 back. There are still a few players left on the course. Brooks Koepka had his baby son Crew finish off his round using a tiny replica of the putter Brooks has used to win his 5 major titles. From Augusta, I'm Ted Emmerich, Westwood One Sports.
Leaving the Yard live at 5 Monday through Thursday afternoons, and Leaving the Yard Rewind Tuesday through Friday mornings at 7 on 107.9 The Fan.
That Masters talk. We, by the way, are the home of the Masters this weekend. Yeehaw. That's good stuff, fun stuff. The par 3 today, you heard that. We were looking at the weather, and it was a wet day today. Wet day, wet tonight. Wet tomorrow till about noonish. Then they should be pretty good to go after that. Rest of the tournament should be all right. So we should have pretty good weekend weather in Augusta, Georgia. Sunday should be about 85. Windy a little bit tomorrow. Windy a little bit Friday. Other than that, pretty much picturesque.
Picturesque.
Yeah.
All Chamber right. of Commerce days there.
They will be, yeah. Yes. Of course, they get a little rain, yeah. So everything's going to be even more green. Mm. Azaleas probably already go. My azaleas have been going for about a week and a half now.
Out at Texarkana Country Club.
It's all over the place.
It's the best year that they've ever had.
Really?
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Azaleas blooming.
Mm-hmm. Look nice.
All the rain, though. My roses are in trouble. They're just all drooping now.
Yeah, same.
Oh, well. All right, we left off, Razorback Billy in here obviously today. We left off before the break, beginning the conversation about the meeting that's happening tonight and the implications of a very select group of folks who are going to start having a serious discussion about Now that we've got a coach that's going to cost us a little money, and knowing how he operates, going after high-end recruits who in a world that we live in now are going to be asking a couple of questions. One of them, of course, is
how
knowing
much
Cal.
Knowing
Cal, are you going to still help me get ready for the league? Because that's my long-term money. You bet. Not a problem.
While I'm there.
Now the the quick, short question. What are you going to do for me?
And I've heard that Tyson committed from 5 to 6 a year for NIL for basketball. And, you know, everybody's heard of NIL and talks about it, but nobody really knows how much is at each. Let me tell you something. Arkansas was among the cellar dwellers of NIL money for basketball. Now they're at the very top. That took them to the very top by, I think the second highest is maybe $2.5 million. I mean, it's something crazy. And because of this, these other donors are saying, hey, we had no idea that we were among the worst or whatever. You know, they start hearing. And so now they're all starting to congregate. Well, they're having a meeting tonight with Cal. And with, I mean, it's fixing to get serious. You know, the only thing is they're – It's awakened some of the billionaires in Arkansas. And
how many are there? How many billionaires are there in Arkansas?
Not many, but there are a few.
It's probably a small club.
Yeah, but they were, you know, I mean, they were donating to buildings and you know, and some to, you know, athletics or whatever. But I think it's hard for people to donate money directly to play. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's what NIL is.
This is a new world we're living in.
And so, but man, this is awakening. And let me tell you something. I couldn't imagine the amount of public. I mean, when we hired Muss, and I know Muss wasn't as big a hire. I mean, Muss has come along. He was a good, you know, I mean, he was a good coach and good. But when we hired him, they said something about it on SportsCenter, and it may have gone across the ticker.
Right.
They led SportsCenter Sunday night with this and talked about it at the desk for about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Kevin Garnett is tweeting about it.
Yes.
All these people are commenting. I mean, it is out of control. I had no idea that Cal had that.
Well, I'm going to back you up because you said all these guys who are first-round picks – and they're everywhere. How many first-round picks Arkansas had that you can name? That if you're not just a diehard
Probably
Hog
five.
Fan.
Probably five.
And what kind of NBA success? Moderate.
Moderate.
Moderate success. Mm-hmm. But we're talking about guys who are...
the premier. Yeah. We're talking about...
All-stars.
Like, he's got like 6 or 7 first overall picks.
Yes.
He's got like 20 to 30... a first round. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. Anthony Black, Jordan Walsh, good guys.
Yeah.
That's good. They're good players.
Yeah.
They're not in the same conversation.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, Krzyzewski being retired, Izzo being old, Bill Self being in Kansas.
Cal is the second highest paid now to Bill Self.
Well, he was at $8.5 million.
Yeah, he was second half.
Apparently, this is coming down to about $7 million. What they're going to commit to him in salary?
Listen, $1 million signing bonus.
There you go.
You know where that comes from?
Where's that come from?
Muss had to pay the university $1 million to leave.
I thought that was just written to check the Calipari.
I thought that was ironic. And then a $500,000 every year retention bonus, bonuses if you make the Sweet 16, bonuses that, you know, and all the, everybody's kind of got
they've
some
all got
stuff
escalators
written in it. But you know, man, I went back and started doing research. I had no idea, you know, and I
all right. So who's at fault? That's because I like asking whys a lot. Why didn't anybody know that the basketball program had fallen so far behind the rest of the competitive conference? Because Muss was still bringing in top 20 guys.
Yeah,
he wasn't getting top number ones,
right?
But he was getting top 20 guys. They were coming because of him, because he had the same kind of reputation of it's fun to play for the guy. He's passionate. Facilities are great. fans love the place and love the team.
Yeah, I mean,
but they weren't getting the money to pay him.
3 years consecutive sellouts.
Yes.
I mean, yeah.
So how did that happen where we I wonder.
I'll tell you. John Calipari is good buddies with Tyson.
Sure.
Really good friends. I mean, stays with them. You know, they're tight.
Well, it's the only place Calipari didn't have to pick up the check. Tyson picks up that check.
No question. I mean, hey, listen, the university jet that we send to get everybody, we'll seat about as many seats as in here, about seven to nine or whatever. That thing that went to get him today that they call Chicken Air, it's a bad boy. I mean, it is a smoker, Jack. I'm serious.
It's different money.
It's different money. And if it was anybody else, I don't think this NIL, for sure this NIL deal doesn't happen. And, you know, here's another thing that the dynamic is when you have a coach like Muss, the way he recruits and the way he puts together teams, when they leave, the slate is clean. Okay. And so we could have been set back if we have to hire a Tang or a not that they're not a good coach and they can go in the portal and get
guys.
But portals where guys are going that aren't working out a lot of times where they are or just trying to get some more money or whatever. When Cal comes, I heard last night, and I can't tell my source, and everybody's heard this is a good source.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Credible source.
Yeah. That
who knows you talks to you. So I'm questioning his credibility already. But go ahead.
Or her credibility. Three of his six recruits had already said they were coming
from Kentucky.
Okay. And Shepherd and.
I think Shepard's going NBA, isn't he?
Hold on.
Isn't that what I heard?
May not be Shepherd.
I think Shepherd said he was going into the pros. Uh-oh, you're ciphering there.
Bradshaw and Wagner.
Okay.
Okay. Who's Shepherd?
What do you mean, who is he?
Which one is he? Is he the center?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, anyway, so Bradshaw and DJ Wagner are coming.
Okay.
And then three of his six recruits.
Freshmen that were coming in.
Mm-hmm. All right. And, you know, two of those guys decommitted today from Kentucky or whatever. I don't know that those two were three of the six. They could all be decommitting or whatever. And that's how that's how it happens. And some of them will decommit, and then when they hear that so-and-so is coming to coach, they'll commit back. But and they said this guy that told my girl that has the N with him said that right away puts us in the top of this. He said we're just with those five
puts us in the top of the SEC. How?
Like that was his word saying that puts us in the top five rosters
with just those with five guys.
Mm-hmm.
See, Billy,
I'm just have I steered you wrong yet?
No, you haven't steered me wrong, and I'm not discounting the talent we're talking about potentially having a talent that has not played together yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I've made this argument yesterday. I'm going to make it again with you today. There are a lot of guys that are really good basketball players who, when they get together,
no question,
We saw it this past year in Fayetteville.
I mean,
we had some really good basketball players, and they didn't play together. Kentucky had a great season and a terrible tournament.
Yeah.
One and done.
Yeah.
Didn't adjust. Let a guy blow him out of the building,
and they did not do well. You and I have talked about it in that tournament. A lot of times, you look at UConn. You look at Purdue. I mean, they're 4 year starters.
Yes.
There's,
I know. That's my voice of reason saying, you got.
Do you think there's any way that Hurley goes to Kentucky?
No.
Yeah, I don't either.
No, But you're having this conversation with me, convincing me we got five guys potentially recruiting, and it's already a top five, the top roster in the SEC.
Look at the SEC. I know they had Alabama.
Billy. Here's my problem. You're going to tell me this on April the 10th. You're going to get another 10 guys, mm-hmm. and then we're going to be out in the first weekend. And we're all going to be going, what happened?
No, we're not. Don't talk like that.
I'm just saying. I know. What happened? Yeah. We got all these guys, and how did we not win? And this is the best route. And then these guys are going to go to the NBA because that's what they do.
That's right. And then you got to get lucky, too. There's
And you got to coach them up, and they got to want to play together, and they got to like each other, and they got to be good teammates. And somebody's got to dive on the floor for a loose ball once in a while.
I mean, his top recruit that just decommitted, he's 16 right now.
I can't even.
Yeah.
We're taking a break. I'm trying to talk you down.
We're only halfway through.
Well, you're making me try to go up here and starting to get my national championship shirt. I'm going to have a pennant up here that says Hogs 2024 National Champions.
100 will win you 3,000.
Or 25 champions, sorry. Quick timeout. We're coming. What was the number?
Arkansas's plus 3,000 now.
Get on that fast. Yeah. We're taking a break. We're coming right back.
We put together everything you need for the ultimate backyard barbecue.
We've got a Big Green Egg, gift cards to get meat to grill, and passes to take the family to the water park.
We'll give it all away right before Memorial Day.
Enter by scanning the QR code at one of our live road shows this month or at a sponsor location.
Including Unclaimed Furniture, Wingstop, or Honda, and the Bin Store and more.
The Ultimate Backyard Barbecue Giveaway is back.
From Texarkana's local sports leader,
107.9 The Fan.
Animals are languishing in U.S. shelters, especially dogs who look a certain way. These dogs are just as deserving of loving homes as any type of dog, which is why we decided to help them get out of kennels. Join the thousands of supporters of our mission to help us expand our national reach and proudly place more dogs from kennels into their forever homes. To learn more about our mission, please visit us at kenneltocouch.org.
Right now, our country feels divided, but there's a place where people are coming together.
I gotta tell you, I was nervous to talk to someone so different than me.
Me too, but I'm glad we are.
Love Has No Labels and One Small Step are helping people with different political views, beliefs, and life experiences come together through conversation, and it feels good.
Wow, your story is so...
Interesting?
Yeah.
When people actually sit down, talk, and listen to one another, they can break down boundaries and connect as human beings. At lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep, you can listen to amazing, life-changing conversations and find simple tools to start a conversation of your own.
I know one thing. This conversation gives me hope.
It gives me a lot of hope, too.
Take a step toward bringing our country and your community together by having the courage to start a conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
All families are different, and some have parents or children with little to no eyesight. But this doesn't stop them from sharing the work, play, love, and laughter of family life. Eyesight doesn't define a parent, a child, or a family. What counts is being together. Want to learn more? Visit us on the web at blind.org. The National Federation of the Blind. Live the life you want.
Now, here's the Four States weather forecast from 107.9 The Fan.
An 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight with a low of 50. Winds up to 30 miles per hour. Partly sunny to sunny tomorrow with a high of 71. Clear with a low of 44 tomorrow night. Scan the QR code and enter to win the ultimate backyard barbecue at our next live road show Friday from 11 to 2 at Daily Deals on the corner of Summerhill and New Boston Roads.
Leaving the Yard on 107.9 The Fan and ESPN 105.9 is presented by Liberty ILO ISD and our studio sponsor, Eagle Distributing.
All right, we're back. 25 minutes till top of the hour, leaving the yard. We're sitting here. We're going to get in a fight before this day is over. Razorback Billy and I going back and forth about this. Your point is so – the excitement is palpable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's mm-hmm. off the charts palpable. If you're an Arkansas – University of Arkansas Razorback fan, I get it. I'm not trying to poo-poo it. I don't want to put water on it. You're doing great. Love it in the moment. But you made a really good analogy, and I'm going to come back at you with it.
Okay.
I just want to make people just slow down just a step. Because you said, in the heat of passion with this gorgeous woman who you're single, she's single, you're meeting, it's this. Everything's gangbusters. You're not thinking about tomorrow.
Right, much less.
You're thinking about right now. Mm-hmm. And you're, whoa. And I'm saying to you, okay. And at the end of that, you usually are in trouble.
We're not talking about my girlfriend right now.
This is a hypothetical.
just for the people who are just joining us.
And I'm saying to you, and that right there ultimately ends up with you in trouble.
Yeah,
not Billy Lavender, right. but you're in trouble because your rational brain went away.
Yeah.
And your whatever took over. And I'm fine. I get it.
And what we're talking about is all of these basketball players coming back who are Coach Cal guys, and they're from Kentucky.
Yeah.
And you're like, do you want them in your building? And I was like, yeah, well, you're right. You know, and you were like, hey, you know, if these guys that Cal drafts now or assigns, brings in recruits and goes to the NBA and they start coming back, they're not, if they're Cal guys, they're not University of Arkansas guys.
Right.
And that's what, you know, we Razorback fans love about the passion of the Razorback and being one school and everything.
Yes.
Is that, and you're right. And I said, yeah, but you just don't think about it in the moment.
That's right.
You know?
I'm just so afraid of this sense of selling your soul mm-hmm. for the chance at the brass ring. And I'm not saying Cal's not going to be good, and it just feels like it's so unreasonable mm-hmm. right now that reason's left the building, and it's just this whole, you got it. We're going to be counting national championships, and I just somewhere in there, and you really made a great point about the mm-hmm. Cal's guys who were in Lexington mm-hmm. who aren't Kentucky guys, they're mm-hmm. Cal guys. Mm-hmm. And that makes me feel mercenary and dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these aren't guys who will bleed Razorback no matter what.
You're right.
Because this guy may get a job at, and I said, Villanova,
right.
and they're going to Philadelphia mm-hmm. now, and will mm-hmm. never show their mm-hmm. face in Fayetteville again. And in the desire to be relevant, you may say, we're okay with that. But if you're a Razorback, I don't know that you're okay with that.
Would a couple of Final Fours or would a
See?
National championship? Would that? Do, yeah. And listen, don't.
And I don't like. I don't even like the money talk, Billy. I don't like the fact that the rich cats, the fat cats, are pooling up $10 million, whatever the number becomes, so we can buy us some talent that are coming here.
But
they want to come to Arkansas,
but
they want our money.
But listen, if you don't do that, you're getting behind the Texas. You're getting behind the UConn.
Oh,
you're getting behind the Dukes. I mean,
you've been behind them all.
Right,
you're last in the conference in money, apparently.
No, that's there's been an awakening, and if it had to be Coach Cal to make it happen, so be it.
Okay.
Just because Arkansas jumped up and is by far number one in that NIL in basketball right now. I mean, they'll get passed up quick by Texas that says, well, hold my beer.
Yeah.
You know, or
I got money.
Or someone. Yeah, I mean, it's going to happen. But when you've got the money and the coach and the fan base and the facility, and you're in pretty good air.
I'm going to ask you one last question about this, and I'm going to stop being the
villain
Sally that throws water on all this.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this: if Cal leaves. Bolts. The five, no, the 5 years are over, and he's like a must. Five, and I'm out. Are the boosters still going to pony up the same amount of money for NIL? Are they still going to be that committed to we're willing Chuck, to pay $7 million for a coach? Or is this thing going to be a flash in the pan? We got 5 years to get us a championship, or two or three or four or five, and then when that's gone,
here's the thing:
I ain't supporting this anymore.
The landscape is changing so quick.
You're right.
In college sports, that nobody knows where we'll be in 5 years. Nobody knows what new rules or no, you know, if they'll cut back what you can pay, or if the, you know, I mean, Arkansas's got the billionaires. Arkansas's got the millionaire. You know, I mean, they've got some money that seems to be. But you're right. This whole thing started because of a brotherly love with a coach and a
booster
chicken guy that just so happens, you know. But I think if it goes well, all of a sudden the next coach that's like that knows that he can come in and do this same thing. But man, I can't answer that question.
Musselman's got to be wondering what happened. I was there 5 years. You guys didn't give any money for these guys. Now all of a sudden. I mean, if I'm Mus, I'm out of there. I get it, but
you know, I saw where he, you know, their roster's depleted.
Sure.
Depleted. People are, you know, since he's, you know, what I mean, he's gonna get his guys. He's a great coach. He's a great recruiter. He's a great promoter. He's gonna turn that program around.
Yeah.
But you got to think that. I don't know, but I don't know if he stayed if it continues, you know. I mean, you look at Cal's but Cal's notoriously gotten all these guys every year. I mean, you look at who's in the NBA. It's not anyway. I mean, it's not Musselman's guy. I mean, Musselman is putting them in, and better than any other Arkansas coach.
That's right.
Without Musselman, we don't get Calipari.
That's true too.
Without what he's done for 5 years,
he's been the bridge.
We don't. But. Go look at our last 2 years conference record, sub 500.
Yeah.
Both years.
No, I get it.
Calipari's never had one.
No, I get it.
And
but he's at a blue blood school where you better not have one, or you won't have 2 years of being behind.
Yeah, you're not going to have a lifetime
contract. 1 year
and
you're going to be out.
Yeah. But man, you got, I'm fired up. And, you know, I love everything about Mus. I don't know. It's hard to. I watch that Hurley guy.
Yeah.
And if it's not a run and gun to where they've got a fast break or whatever,
right,
he's calling a play,
yeah,
and he's calling a different play,
yep,
and they're screening,
yep,
about 15 times,
yep,
till they get a wide-ass open shot and whatever. And I'm going, I had never seen this.
Right.
Danny Hurley's
–
man,
that's why when Calipari left Lexington, the first conversation was with Danny Hurley.
Yeah, I mean, that's,
and if I'm Danny Hurley, well, it's Kentucky, it's Duke, it's Kansas, it's North Carolina. Those are the four.
But
UConn is building its own.
Listen, he said,
and it's not him.
He said
it's not him only.
He said,
there's two guys before him.
He said UConn has owned the basketball world for 30 years.
He's not wrong.
You go back and look. I saw a deal, and it's like girls' national championship, girls' national championship,
yeah, well,
guys'
that's...
national championship, girls' national,
yeah,
championship, guys' national championship, girls' and guys', yes, national, right, championship, guys' national championship, girls' national championship, girls' and guys' national championship, twice, whatever. For the last 30 years,
well,
the boys have won six. The girls have won however many.
God knows
many.
How many Oriema's won.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And he said, I got guys that are leaving, but I got guys that are coming.
Yes.
He said, they give me everything. Now, is it, well, he used Kentucky to get a huge.
He doesn't need, he's a two-time national champion.
Yeah, yeah, but
he doesn't need anybody to get anything.
Yeah,
he's doing,
yeah,
fine.
But you don't think, he said, and the media asked me and I responded, and he said, my agent hates me for responding because you're not supposed to talk about any of that.
Right.
You know, because that agent's fixing to float around at Kentucky. Oh, he's going to Kentucky.
And you'll get a raise? My agent got a raise too then.
He
just got a payday.
Absolutely.
Now, Danny Hurley is, he's the guy right now.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a program humming along. Mm-hmm. He replaced a bunch of guys from last year's team and never missed a beat. He was right a few years ago when he made the comment, you better get us now. Because if you don't beat us now, when this thing gets going, you won't beat us again.
I went and watched
When you talk about Arkansas winning national championship, UConn's still out there.
Yeah.
And UConn's a real deal, baby. Well, there's, just saying.
There's several.
All right, we got to take a break.
It's baseball season.
Is it really? Is there baseball anywhere? 15 minutes till top of the hour. We're coming right back on The Fan, 107.9 and ESPN.
The Bush Guide, cold and smooth survival skills. For a successful stint in the great outdoors, pack accordingly. Place heavy essentials near your spine for stability in rough terrain, with light items near the bottom. Now, you may be wondering, where does the Bush Light go? In your stomach.
Bush.
Head for the mountains. Enjoy responsibly. Copyright 2023, Anheuser-Busch, Bush Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
With custom signs and graphics from Fast Signs, you can say anything. Invite the world to discover that thing that makes your business unmistakably yours. Make your statement in lights or metal, on a van, across the windows. Make it unforgettable. Together, anything is possible. Bright ideas, brilliantly executed, can turn the mundane into the marvelous. Transforming your space begins at our place. Power your business visibility and make your statement with Fast Signs. Visit fastsigns.com.
There are a lot of vehicles on the road with jobs to do, and they come in different shapes and sizes. When you see an emergency vehicle, TxDOT vehicle, tow truck, or utility vehicle with flashing lights activated on the roadside, move over or slow down to 20 miles per hour below the posted speed limit. It's the law, with fines up to $2,000. When vehicles have flashing lights activated on the shoulder, move over or slow down. Be safe. Drive smart. A message from TxDOT.
In Arkansas, cancers of the lung, breast, prostate, and colon are the leading cause of cancer deaths. Yet simple screenings can save lives, helping doctors find and treat cancer early. If you have a family history of cancer, you need to start screenings even earlier, because cancer screenings can never come too soon, only too late. To learn more, visit cancer.uams.edu. Sponsored by this station, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and UAMS.
Are you building that new custom home this year, doing a remodel, or even putting a pool in the backyard? Hi, Architects. This is Chad Carlisle again with Sounds Good Audio and Video. Wow your friends and neighbors with a new luxury home entertainment package, outdoor audio, or how about a dedicated theater room, Wi-Fi networking, or a simple TV install. Give us a call today for a no-obligation on-site survey, 903-278-0830. The website, soundsgoodtxk.com, or come by and see me personally at the showroom at 301A Industrial Boulevard. They're in the Nash business.
At AMCO Transmission and Total Car Care, we provide you with expert repair and service from oil changes to tune-ups and everything else on, in, or under your car. We offer financing options and lines of credit dedicated to auto care so you can keep your car running smoothly without breaking the bank. AMCO Transmission and Total Car Care are your hometown repair facilities, locally operated by people who live and care about your community. AMCO Transmission and Total Car Care, 1519 Arkansas Boulevard. And remember, AAMCO.
With an eye on issues in the Arklatex, this is Community Matters.
CASA, or court-appointed special advocates, train and empower community volunteers to be the voice for abused and neglected children in the welfare system. And locally, CASA serves 8 counties in Northeast Texas and Southwest Arkansas. Volunteers come from all walks of life. No degree in social work or even a legal background is needed, just a commitment to make each child a priority. To learn more or volunteer, click CASATexarkana.org.
Texarkana Media Center cares about the community. 100%. Texarkana.
Keeping you updated on happenings in the Twin Cities.
This is 107.9 The Fan's Community Calendar.
The Twice as Fine Wine Festival is Saturday, May 4th, benefiting the Alzheimer's Alliance at Spring Lake Park from 11 till 7 for all wine and food enthusiasts. And wineries from across the state of Texas will be there. Also, numerous merchants, local businesses, and opportunities to taste and purchase wine and gourmet treats at their best.
You're listening to Leaving the Yard on 107.9 The Fan and ESPN 105.9. Brought to you by Liberty ILO ISD and our studio sponsor, Eagle Distributing.
All right, 10 minutes till top of the hour, leaving the yard. Chuck Sack, Razorback Billy Lavender in here. Last segment on the John Calipari show, basically. we are Razorback affiliates over on ESPN. I'm just telling you what, man. When they go out and sell basketball broadcasting next year, you better get ready to open up your checkbooks.
Or tickets.
Because we ain't going to be cheap.
Yeah. There you go. Hey, call in now.
That's right.
And get you. We may
get on
have,
the contract
have,
now.
That's right. That's right.
Before,
you may be too late now.
Right.
Now that he's signed.
You
may be too late. But Tony Kirk said something back when we were talking about the Masters. He said, no one's there to temper your Zach's Masters love.
No one's there to temper my love.
Yeah.
Whatever. Whatever.
Then Ben King thought I was covering the signing bonus for Cal.
Are you?
I didn't have to.
I just
arranged it to I must left it at his house.
Okay.
Cal Perry.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate must taking care of him.
That's
like
right.
That.
That's right.
I wonder where John's going to live.
I don't know, but he can live wherever he wants to.
I was about to say. They handed him $7 million in the signing
bonus.
I'll
tell you what, though, that may buy you about a 3,000-square-foot house in Fayetteville right now.
I'm betting he'll do better than that. I get it, but he's going to be okay.
He's going to be okay.
Yeah, I'm not too worried.
Yeah.
We are having a really interesting in-between sections talk here. Mm-hmm. Our segments talk about football and how this translates to football. Because if I'm Sam Pittman and I'm sitting in my office and I'm watching where all the boosters just showed up out of nowhere – And they're putting a heck of a lot of money down all of a sudden. Now, granted, you need 10 basketball players.
Right.
I need 100 football players, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
And nobody's going to pony up the kind of money that they're doing times 10
right.
for boosters for football at the moment. But conversation's going to have to happen
the
now.
The conversation is starting to happen, and they're starting to we hear that there's a meeting tonight that all of them are going to be at,
right.
that Calipari will be at with them.
Will Sam be there?
I don't know.
Hunter's going to be there.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Calipari's going to be there.
Yeah.
Is Sam Pittman going to be there?
I don't know. Man, it's...
And see, you even saying, I don't know, gives you there's about to be a real big gap, and I think it's going to put an amazing amount of pressure on Sam Pittman.
I do too.
For the next year coming, where you've got the number one baseball team in the country, which we haven't said a word about.
Right.
You've got, as you said.
23 in a row now.
Yeah. As you said, you've got the number one class in basketball, and we don't even know who they are.
Yeah.
And you've got the highest paid coach, second highest paid coach in the country.
Mm-hmm.
In football, you're going, what?
Mm-hmm.
We've got a cathedral for it.
Mm-hmm.
We've done improvements to it.
Mm-hmm.
We're not getting a return from it.
Mm-hmm.
We're about to add in two old enemies into the conference. The pressure on Sam is about to be ratcheted up exponentially. And now I think, and maybe for the first time, we've always talked, Tony was on here looking in a minute ago.
Mm-hmm.
We've always talked about guys at Arkansas think they can get versus who they actually can
get.
And there's a big gap between who we think we are. You look in the mirror. I'm good looking. And some of you go, you ain't all that.
You thought that until this deal.
Until this deal. And I think that changes the perspective for Arkansas in the future about – who is a gettable coach?
But like I said, here's the problem. Here's the problem in football. In football you have to get a bunch of boosters, together. Let's say for NIL or whatever, you got to get a bunch of boosters together. Well, if you get one booster in basketball to do this much for basketball, that covers basketball, so you're okay with, you can go out and get, let's say Tyson wanted Tang.
Okay.
Would Tang be here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He would be.
He would be here with that amount of money and whatever. But I don't think in football, if you had $6 million that you play whatever a year, that you, if they want what, but I don't know that Tang would be here if that's who Tyson wanted.
You don't know.
I don't
that
know
be?
That because Tang can't bring what he's paying for. It's one guy's opinion of who he wants. But when that one guy's opinion is who is considered the best in the sport, and maybe not the best in the sport, but you know, right up there at the top, everybody would want Cal. That's a Razorback booster, but nobody would think that. So if Walmart said, I pledge $7 million and I want Darrell Walker, I don't know that we'd have gotten Darrell Walker.
No, I get you. This is a rare occurrence.
So what I'm saying is when you get football and you get, let's just say, 5 to 10 boosters, when they get in that room, they all may want a different guy.
But
if you go after the best.
Yeah, but this isn't about one wants the guy. In my mind,
this is about putting the collective together to get the players.
Yeah,
and who you want to represent you, and you know who can get not only you're going to get up against the Texas money, the Michigan money, the whatever. Right. They all got the money set up.
Yeah,
but they've got the coach.
Right.
Now you're talking about getting the coach.
You made mention early on that Sports Center gave 10 minutes to this Sunday night. When's the last time Arkansas has been on Sports Center in the first segment in any sport?
Or when have they talked about Sam Pittman? Only when you got a quote about a cold beer or something like that.
Goofy. Yeah.
It wasn't that Arkansas was relevant in football or coaching or
this elevates the spotlight onto your not just your basketball team but your university. You know, Sam got another year because Hunter Yurecek likes Sam.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that Sam gets another year now. I think hiring Calipari gives you the impetus to say, Sam's a great guy. We love Sam. He's a great, but we've outgrown Sam.
Mm-hmm.
We got among the best coaches in this sport. You have the same thing in baseball.
Same thing in, went and got.
You have the same thing in track.
Went and got an Olympian for gymnastics.
But you don't have it in football.
You're right, and that's.
And now comes it's either crap or get off the pot time for Yurecek and Pittman in football. Can you deliver this year, or is it? It's now time, not the third tier guys you used to look at. Mm-hmm. Can we actually talk to the top-tier guys if this collective of boosters is all on the same page, finally, to say, Yurecek, find us the best guy. We'll all agree it's our guy. We'll all pool our money, and let's make this work.
We've always gone out and looked at those guys, and they've used us for a bigger race.
Right. We weren't serious. Right. This shows you're serious.
But that's exactly right. We weren't relevant. We can be relevant. We pull up some money.
All right.
Not just for them, but for
– all right.
Dang, that went quick.
You ain't lying. Boy, we can just do a Razorback show. We ought to do this again next week.
I mean, that sounds like a good idea.
Tell you what, baseball, don't forget, we got lots of moving parts with baseball. We're expecting Texas High in Atlanta tomorrow night against Longview. Big game. Can't be there. Paul Wilson will be. We'll have the game on the radio. Friday night as well for Liberty Isle fans. No game tonight. Obviously, no game tomorrow. Looks like Friday is going to be their game, with a potential Saturday matchup against Pleasant Grove. It's what we know. Razorback Billy, last thoughts.
Go Hogs and Tigers.
We're done. Back again tomorrow. Dwight McCowan's in here. We'll be also talking to the new GM of the Texarkana Rhinos tomorrow.
If you missed any of today's show, hear it again tomorrow morning at 7 on 107.9 The Fan. Or on demand anytime at thefan1079.com. KCMC and KTFS Texarkana.